are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. You know, one of my patients the other day said they saw one of my other patients get out of his car, and as he was coming up our sidewalk to go to our clinic, you know, spit. Okay, now I'm not very good when I talk about that. I always get a little sick. I could see blood. I could see a variety of things that doesn't make me sick, but I just can't handle watching somebody spit on the side of the road. And so the patient asked me if there's a way we could, you know, kind of deter that type of behavior, because it's disgusting, you know, for people to have to walk and try to avoid somebody else's saliva on the sidewalk. Now, we usually don't seem to care because many of us are in shoes, tennis shoes, pretty thick boots. So if we do step on something, gum, poop, etc. Well, we don't like stepping in poop. You notice that? If we step in poop, it's like, oh, man, and, you know, everybody wants to run and take a shower. But with everything else that we step on, if you really think about what's on the ground, most of us, we don't care about that. But for some reason, I can't let this one go. All right? And what do I do? Do I put up a sign saying, please don't spit? You know, okay, I can't talk about it because I just get nauseated talking about that. But if my other patients don't want somebody to spit in the parking lot, you know, do I as a doctor have a duty to protect their feet? Yes, I understand the parking lot is private property, even though we do pay CAMs for it. And I would like my parking lot area bodily fluid free. I think I'm allowed. I think it's my right, right, as a tax-paying citizen to ask for my parking lot area to be free of salivary juices or any other sort of expulsions from the human body. But I just don't know if I could control that. So that's going to be my task today. What am I illegally allowed to do to stop people from spitting in front of my... Now, were they spitting because they were mad? It doesn't sound like it. It could sound like he came in. I know exactly who it is. He came in to be patient. So I just think he wanted to kind of, you know, clean out. You know how a lot of us will pee or poop right before we go to the doctor? You know, just kind of clean yourself out, just in case any orifices get examined. So maybe that's all he was doing. But I just don't want to violate his rights, you know. Excuse me, sir, can you please not spit when you come into the office? Like, what? Oh, my gosh, that's unconstitutional. Where's the ACLU? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I guess IBM is working on this nanotech hydrogel that could be used to coat medical instruments, creams, wounds, and it's supposed to cause cells to explode. This is some really cool Star Trek stuff. We're going to be talking about that. We're also going to talk about a family who I believe is treating their autistic child with marijuana, medical marijuana, getting good results. We also have a researcher who's come up with glasses that could be a remedy for color blindness. All right, so those are pretty cool. And as I've said many times on the show, and it takes medical science so many more months, you know, in following until they finally revealed the same thing that I revealed. They now say snoring could increase the risk of heart attack more than smoking or being overweight. So this whole snoring thing and sleep apnea subject that I keep bringing up day after day after day after day, it's not going away. Well, now they think that snorers are more at risk for heart disease than people who smoke or people who are overweight. So as you can see, very busy show on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, let's talk about this Oregon family. Oh, man, I'm still nauseated. Oh, my gosh. No, I'm not pregnant. I just don't like talking about spit. I got to stop that. You notice, I never talk about the salivary glands with you. You guys notice that? Yep. I talk about all other body parts. Talk about all other appendages, all other glands, all other juicy aspects to the body. Never touch the salivary glands. That's my weakness. That's my Achilles heel. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Here we go. Okay, so an Oregon family has turned to medical marijuana to manage their son's severe autistic rage, they say. Alex Eccles, 11 years old, is, from what we understand, pretty severely autistic. Now, he wasn't, from what we understand, born autistic. What we understand, by 6 months of age, he had his first seizure. Well, when the doctors scanned him, they found that he had tubers. Now, tubers are non-malignant tissue. They're benign tissues that we see in patients with tuberous sclerosis. It's this rare genetic disorder that will leave these growths in the brain, causes them to have seizures, and in this case, led him to have autism. Now, from what we understand, by 5 years old, that's when the intense rage started to intensify. And so the neurologist, from what we understand, I don't think it was the neurologist that recommended it. The parents had seen a television news story about a California woman using medical marijuana to treat her autistic son back in 2009. So they researched Oregon's medical marijuana program. 2010, a doctor approved Alex, the little boy, for medical marijuana use. Now, he is one of 58 minors currently protected under the Oregon Medical Marijuana Act. Even though autism is not supposedly a qualified medical condition for marijuana, like cancer is, or severe pain, they were able to get it because of the seizures. From what we understand, after a few months of medical marijuana, this kid is much less aggressive, much less agitated, not hitting himself, not causing self-inflicted wounds, and parents are pretty happy. Now, is this the first time we've heard of marijuana helping autistic children? No, we heard about it a few years ago. Like we had said, there was a woman in California who tried it with her son. And medical marijuana is calming. It is. Now, what can they do for the tuberous sclerosis? Well, that's a lot more difficult. I mean, these are sclerotic lesions in the brain. Surgery doesn't seem to help remove them because, or doesn't seem to be the mainstay type of treatment, because when you go in, or if you're trying to do any sort of treatment, you could damage the other surrounding brain tissue. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. But you know, we're seeing more and more uses for marijuana, if you've noticed. You know, I know a lot of you smoke it just to get through my show. All right, I'm still kind of torn on the whole legality of it all, but this is a cool story nonetheless. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze-Dry Guy.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. All right, before we get to some more of our medical stories, many of you have been weighing in on women being in combat roles in the military and being out there on the battlefield. We got a lot of calls. We're not going to be able to get to all of them. We got a lot of emails, but I thought, like I always promise, that I want to make sure your voice does get heard on our show. So let's just quickly go to one of your calls at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. No?
Hello, Doc Dolly. I'm one of your faithful truck driver listeners.
I love it.
I've got to make a comment on the women in the service. And I understand they want to go up there, and because of the promotion problems and all the other things. But the problem that I have with that is, do you remember the reporter that the Muslims captured, and they got her down, and I don't know how many men raped her violently?
Mm-hmm.
It was horrible to hear about it, and the lady's still having very traumatic problems with it, but she is still reporting. I'm just concerned that they don't have POW camps. I'm just concerned that any of our enemies over there that might capture some of our women combatants, they would be just like these women are, violently raped, possibly have their heads cut off, I understand the men might not have that problem, but the women definitely would.
You do bring up a valid point. You know, we do want to, I mean, as a society, we do want to protect, you know, our women. We want to protect our children. I mean, we want to protect our troops. The only thing I have to say to that, I'm not disagreeing with you or agreeing with you, but, you know, when Ambassador Stevens was attacked before he was killed, from what we know, he was sexually assaulted, and many of the other people in the Benghazi compound were assaulted as well. The bad guys nowadays, they'll assault anybody, male or female. I mean, our male soldiers, from what we understand, are getting attacked just as brutally as a woman could be attacked as well, unfortunately. And so, you know, the bad guys are different these days. You know, I was watching, you know, I watched Argo, okay, the movie. Finally, I saw it about a week or two ago. Phenomenal movie. And, you know, I'm watching it as they let, terrorists, the hostages, as the terrorists let go some of the hostages, and they were freeing the hostages after 444 days. It was the day Reagan was inaugurated, I believe, is when all the hostages were freed, even though Jimmy Carter had worked on it through most of his end of the pregnancy. And I apologize if I'm stammering on this a little bit. I'm going back because I'm, you know, seeing Ben Affleck run around and you know, with the beard. The beard to me was really distracting. Ben Affleck really should not have had that beard. Completely distracted me in the movie, but it was a good movie nonetheless. But, you know, I walk out of that movie going, wow, wow. I mean, thank God they let them go. I mean, it was a different time in the 70s. All right. Hostages were able to be let go. There was always that chance. You know, now when we heard about Algeria, you know, we heard there were hostages. My first thought wasn't what we would have thought 30, 40 years ago. Oh, hopefully they have a chance to get freed. My first thought was, oh no, they're going to die. You know, the bad guys do things differently now. Yeah, I discuss when my grandfather was robbed at gunpoint. He was robbed in a store. He was manning a very small shop when he first came to the United States on Pico. Is it Pico Lane or Pico Avenue in L.A.? And somebody came up, put a gun to his head, robbed the cash register. But he left. He didn't kill my grandfather. He left. All right? How many times do we hear, is that the norm now? No. Now, you know, somebody comes in with a gun, all right? They think you're going to identify them as a witness. You get shot. I mean, that was a time back in the 60s where you had a chance to live. The bad guys nowadays, they do everything. Man, woman, etc. They, you know, and beheading. You know, our men are getting beheaded as well. I mean, I have two boys. You know, I'm very nervous about them later, you know, being in the military. If they want to serve their country, I'm gonna support them, because I think serving your country is one of the most valiant, heroic things you could do. But you know, as a mom, oh my gosh, I'm very nervous, because just like, you know, if you had a daughter and worrying about your daughter being on the battlefield, I mean, I'm worried about our boys. I'm worried about our boys right now. I'm worried about all our troops right now. I mean, you know, as a mother, as a citizen, you're worried. So, you know, the thought of, or the idea of, well, we should probably avoid the women being on the battlefield because they will be more at risk for rape and sexual assault. It is a valid concern. Okay, it is. It's an extremely valid concern, because again, we want to protect our citizens, and we want to protect our soldiers. But many of these women, like, for example, I'm going to read to you one of the emails. I want to narrow it down to the email that actually talks about this subject. My impression is the women soldiers that want to be on the battlefield know the risks, and they are aware. Now, I don't think anybody could comprehend what a sexual assault could be if they've never been assaulted. I don't think anybody could comprehend that. But from what I understand, the women soldiers that want to take that step, being on the battlefield and out there, they are prepared to know that if they do, if they do get captured, God forbid a variety of things could happen to them. Maya, here we go. Maya writes, Doctor, I am so excited about women being allowed to pursue combat roles in our military. I hear opponents balking at our risk for rape, but that is our choice to be put in the dangerous position. I don't need the government protecting me from rape or sexual assault. I mean, that's tough. I mean, and remember also, you know, I mean, the government does have to play this politically. You know, they put a bunch of women on the battlefield. Something goes wrong. These women get horribly attacked. You know, the government has to take the fall for this one. But just like with our men getting attacked or killed. You know, I mean, when we are at war or when we try to execute our foreign policy using our military and things go wrong, the government is always to blame. So it will be interesting logistically how they handle this. One of you had called up, and I'm sorry, I'm not going to play that call real quickly because I know we got so many other subjects to talk about, but one of you had discussed it will compromise a majority male battalion because they may bond with the female officers, and if one of the terrorists or one of the adversaries threatens, you know, captures her, threatens assault, are the men going to want to talk or give secrets to save her? Now, to me, that sounds like a clip from G.I. Jane, where Demi Moore gets captured in a simulation, and Viggo Mortensen, who I really need to talk to because I thought that was completely unnecessary. And by the way, his mustache was very distracting. I mean, Viggo Mortensen is so gorgeous, and they put him in 1980s gym shorts and a mustache. Completely ruined the movie for me. G.I. Jane really could have had a lot of potential. But then they stuck him in that weird sunbathing beach hat at the end. I had a problem with that because Viggo Mortensen I'm a huge fan of. Anyway, so what he does is he starts to rape her. He starts to assault her in the movie. And he's explaining to the male soldiers, all right? He goes, well, this is what happens when you have a woman in the group. Okay? You know, somebody talk. And you know, he was trying to compromise the whole battalion by attacking the woman. And so some of you have had concerns about that. You know, you all have every right to have concerns. I mean, this is our national security. What is the best way to man our military? Or women are military. What is the best way to staff our military? Now, I don't want to, you know, sound like a broken record, but yesterday, my big concern with the whole national security situation in our military is we aren't going to have enough people to staff it. Our youth, they say now 20% of our youth would be eligible to be in our military. That's it. Only 20% of our 18 to 24-year-olds. That is frightening. So whether we politically like it or not, whether we're afraid that our women are going to get hurt, women are going to be used in more combat roles anyway, because the military is going to be unable to staff. From what I understand, they're already having difficulty staffing. So, you know, my hopes are that these women, you know, are trained and very well briefed on things that could happen, and that, you know, there's no surprises, but it is. It's a big concern. Women being on the battlefield. But I just want to correct some of you. You know, these bad guys are raping our men as well. They're crazy. Bad guys are crazy now. And it's a different world. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month,
or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook. Don't forget, we are booking for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise for later this summer. We still have some cabins available. Please check it out. You're going to have a wonderful time. Always an exciting trip. Okay, so apparently a researcher has come up with glasses that can help cure color blindness. Now, this is pretty cool. Let's just quickly review color blindness, okay? Some of you are colorblind. We usually see this in men more than women. And you have difficulty seeing red, green, or blue. And sometimes it just kind of all mixes to a brown, from what I understand, okay? And it's very difficult when you're trying to read, when you're trying to drive, and the light... The traffic lights are horizontal instead of vertical. See, before with vertical, that was a piece of cake. Now, with horizontal, you have no idea where the red versus the green is. And it's pretty difficult. Now, most of the color blindness does occur genetically, right? And we found usually it's present at birth. Right? Now, how does seeing color work? Well, you have these cone cells in your eyes. All right, and each type senses either red light, green light, or blue light. And apparently you see color when the cone cells sense different amounts of these three basic colors. Now, the cone cells are found on the macula, which is the central part of the retina. The macula, we've talked about many times on the show, when we have macular degeneration, it's one of the most common causes of blindness. As we age, macula degenerates, and doesn't happen to all of us, but it's a pretty common cause of blindness. That macula is extremely important for your color discreteness, the sharpness of your color and the sharpness of what you are able to see. Now, when you inherit color blindness, all right, you lack usually one of the types of cone cells, or they just don't work right. So you may see a different shade of that color or a different color, and it's, you know, not really fixable. All right, people just live with it. Now, could you ever acquire color blindness? I mean, some people that age, they don't see colors as vividly. If you had glaucoma, cataracts, diabetic retinopathy, and, of course, macular degeneration, because you're losing that nice, crisp demarcation of the colors. If you've ever injured your eye, you know, sometimes certain medicines, I have found my patients will say they don't see colors as vividly. And so, It's something that, you know, we kind of blow off a lot because it's not a life or death situation, but it's significant enough for people that have it. You know, we recommend that our kids get screened, because we, you know, these kids, they'll start to fail in school. Teachers are like, I said to color this brown and this blue. You're not following directions. And the kid doesn't understand that he can't see those colors. He's never known anything else. So he has these different shades that he's seen, and the teacher's yelling at him for not paying attention, then tells the parents because he's not paying attention, he has attention deficit, and now he has to go on ADD medication. All right, so what did this gentleman do? Let me pull this up here. He has come up, this was very interesting, this was by accident. A California scientist has come up with special glasses called N-Chroma. Now, these are now being tested in clinical trials. Don McPherson, the scientist, said it all started when his friend borrowed a pair of his laser safety goggles to use as sunglasses when they were playing Ultimate Frisbee. His friend said, wow, these are great, I could see the cones. And I didn't know, he said, I didn't know what he was talking about, but it turned out he was severely colorblind, and he could finally see the orange cones on the green grass for the first time in his life. Now, red and green, according to him, overlap so much that they basically look brown. Now, that could be pretty scary also for people who really need to be able to discriminate between objects sitting there on the grass, etc. You know, like I'm not saying, you know, you won't see your kid, but it's a little bit more difficult. All right. I mean, imagine trying to find contact lenses. I used to always use my contact lenses when I was outside. That was miserable. Miserable. Anyway, so he said, unless you block a narrow part of the spectrum between red and green, you won't be able to discriminate between the two colors. His N-Chroma glasses claim to do that. He says this matters because people who can't see color are more likely to hesitate when they have to make a split-second decision, such as stopping at a traffic light. In clinical trials, colorblind patients made those snap judgments 30% faster with these glasses on. All right. It makes sense to me. I dig this. I mean, you know, physics and optics aren't my forte. We learned a lot of optics when we were in physics class. Physics is always hard to say with a lisp. Physics class. But it makes sense. You know, when you're trying to deal with the wavelengths, if you could capture the wavelengths, if you could tweak it a little bit. I'm just surprised something like this wasn't designed before. I mean, there has been. Now, somebody was saying that Hillary Clinton is wearing glasses because she's suffering from double vision since the clot. Now, somebody was analyzing, a researcher was, I believe, analyzing the thickness of her glasses during the Benghazi hearings a few days ago. And they said the type of glasses she was wearing was for somebody who was suffering from double vision. I don't know if it is double vision. Hopefully it's temporary. Yes, people can. One of you asked me, can people get double vision from a blood clot? Absolutely. You know, double vision could be a sign of a variety of things going on. Vasospasm. Some people get double vision even with migraines. It could be from a tumor, multiple sclerosis, or blood clot, stroke. So I don't know if she has double vision, but that was one of your questions. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Cryogenics is always a fun subject. Now, people always talk about, yeah, I'm going to have my body frozen so then I could be brought back to life. Well, apparently a woman did this before she died. Kim Suozzi, 23 years old of St. Louis, okay, ignored the wishes of a religious family and decided to have her head placed in cryogenic storage after she entered into the final stages of her life. From what I understand, she had a very aggressive brain tumor, a glioblastoma multiforme. And she had died January 17th, had spent the final 2 weeks of her life in a hospice in Scottsdale. So she was near the cryopreservation center that she chose. Now, from what we understand, a few months prior, she had used the website Reddit to successfully help raise the $70,000 in funds she needed to fulfill her desire to have her head placed in cryonic preservation. But when she told her family her wishes, I guess according to Mail Online, they were upset that she seemed to place more hope in science to be resurrected than accepting her death as final. All right. According to her mother, she said, as she said, what is she going to do? Rot in the ground? We are talking about her body. We are not talking about her soul. So I guess it's only her head. I don't think it's her whole body. See that? See, to me, I thought when we do get resurrected, we need to be a whole, right? We need to be. Am I correct? My mom would yell at me if I'm not reciting the Bible correctly. But you know, I mean, we'll all rise and we'll have our arms and our legs, etc. I'd be very nervous just my head being preserved, you know, because I'd really like to, you know, drive. I'd probably like to roller skate again. You know what? I really like ice skating. I need to do that. I shouldn't be sitting here thinking about what I would want to do if I ever get to come back from the dead. I should probably do it now while I'm alive. Knock on wood. Okay. So anyway, they say when funds are raised for a cryonics charity recipient, they could choose to contract with the cryonics organization of their choice. All right, cryonic preservation freezes legally dead people to liquid nitrogen temperature to stop physical decay. People undergo it in the hope that future technology will exist to revive their bodies and restore them to good health. From what we understand, it's only her head that is stored, and whole body preservation can cost $200,000. So if you only want your head restored, it's $70,000. If you want your whole body, $200,000. Now, do you guys believe in that? Do you believe that if you die or are legally dead, we should say, and they freeze you, that you could be brought back to life? I mean, we know people who we have believed thought died from hypothermia or drowning. We've been able to, once we warm them up, bring them back to life. We have, but I don't know if I would go this far. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff.
And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans. And it's perfect if you're traveling or away from home. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, you know, scientists aren't always geeks. I know many of you think people in science, people who like medicine, people who like gadgets, geeky. Well, no, because this is, to me, one of the coolest stories I've seen all week. IBM has this nanotech hydrogel that can cause cells to explode. And they think this gel could replace antibiotics. This is so cool. I know some of you are going to be sitting there in the car, you know, because your lady's next to you, and you're going to act all cool, going, nah, nah, that's geeky. Come on, you know you want to listen to this. You know this is cool. Think about it. We have all these problems with antibiotics, where antibiotics are being overused, so now we have superbugs growing that are resistant to the antibiotics. And if the antibiotics don't work anymore, these superbugs can take over us and kill us. Which is, you know, when we were talking about the cryotherapy and being frozen, you know, scientists say, you know, even if you freeze the body and we're able to somehow, with science, rejuvenate the body and bring the body back to life, there's going to be so many different bugs that that body is not going to be able to attack or handle that we end up dying. What, like that Tom Cruise movie, War of the Worlds, right? Was that Tom Cruise movie where the bad guys, the machines or the aliens just died? Right, because I think they got, what, chlamydia, something that they weren't used to. Yeah, right. Okay, so anyway, let's go to this. Okay, so IBM has this new antimicrobial hydrogel. It could be used for creams. It could be used for coating medical instruments, injections into infectious wounds. Now, from what I understand how this works, okay, and again, here comes the physics, which I'm a little fuzzy on. The hydrogel has a positive charge. The positive charge attracts all negatively charged microbial membranes, kind of like powerful gravitation to a black hole, according to this one site. They say, but unlike most antibiotics and hydrogels, which target the internal machinery of bacteria to prevent replication, this hydrogel would kill the bacteria by membrane disruption. Apparently, you need the positive and the negative charges for these bugs to basically maintain their membranes. Then, if you disrupt their membranes, which is a logical mode of attack, they basically just kind of fall apart, hence blow up. Now, IBM started its nanomedicine polymer program in its research labs 4 years ago, specifically with the mission of improving human health. They say this new technology is appearing at a crucial time as traditional chemical and biological techniques for dealing with drug-resistant bacteria and infectious disease are increasingly problematic. Absolutely. We got drug-resistant tuberculosis, drug-resistant malaria, drug-resistant pneumonias. Absolutely. This is beautiful. You know, I got to tell you something. I mean, this is actually so exciting. This is so exciting. They could probably make a movie out of this. What I think the movie industry needs to do, especially with a lot of kids and those of us that, you know, still want to learn about things, is they should make these movies, you know, kind of scientific, but use the actual names of the particles, right? So, for example, you know, you have a macrophage, and the macrophage is trying to attack the paramecium, and then you have the virus, and you see the virus replicating, and then you have the lymphocyte coming after it. I mean, it could be like a video game, but you could actually make a movie out of it. What blows my mind is these kids, I mean, my kids, right, they have trouble with their math, they have trouble with their vocabulary words, yet they know every character in the Star Wars movie, Count Dooku. Now, remember, I know the whole Luke Skywalker, Han Solo, C-3PO, that I got. But the new ones, Boba Fett? No, is Bobo? I don't know all the new names. I think there's a Jenga in there, maybe some Jumanji. I don't know the names. Yet my kids, they had those names memorized by age 5. Well, if you want to teach them science, if you want to teach them, let's say, the presidents, then great, make a movie. Okay, make a movie where Ulysses S. Grant is kicking butt in the Civil War, and then he later becomes president, or you'll have, you know, Calvin Coolidge lowering taxes, and then the Roaring Twenties comes, and then you have Eisenhower. I mean, you know, these kids will remember the names. Why don't they do that? Well, Dahlia, because it's a geeky idea. I'm sorry. I think World of Warcraft is a little geeky, too. All right? I've seen some of the World of Warcraft characters. They look pretty dorky. Yeah, I understand the women are very voluptuous, and their breasts are falling out of their small outfits. But still, I think it's dorky. I do. All right? I think a lot of these video games are dorky. I think a lot of the things the kids watch on YouTube are dorky. There's this one guy, is it Smosh? They're kind of funny, but they're dorky. You know, you start seeing the video and all of a sudden you go, shut up! All right, it makes the kids giggle. Well, that's dorky. Okay, dorky's in. Stupid stuff is it. You want to know what's really stupid is that Ganjam style dance where they're pretending to ride a fake horse, right? The guy that's anti-American that wanted our soldiers to die slowly. That's ridiculous. And our kids are listening to that crap. Make a movie out there. Steven Spielberg is listening. Make a movie that has the characters, the well-beloved characters, names of things that these kids need to learn. Most children don't know what the hell a paramecium is or an amoeba. How could you not know what a paramecium is or an amoeba? How could you not understand viral load? How could you not understand macrophages and lymphocytes and tumor necrosis factor and neutrophils and monocytes? I mean, how could you not understand? Well, then make a movie. Make a movie. Make it a hit. Imagine the toys. Imagine going to Walmart or Target and getting a macrophage toy or a red blood. I would love to have a monocyte. I think I would have. Now, sometimes we do have some macrocytotic blood cells. I guess that macrocytotic, they're kind of large. We see it in our drinkers. We see it in our B12 and folate deficiency people. Those macrocytotic blood cells could be a little scary. I get that. Then fine. Rate the movie PG-13. I don't care. But I would rather hear kids talk about, I'm going to get you T lymphocyte. My macrophage is stronger than your, antimicrobial regimen with a third generation cephalosporin. I would rather they talk like that because they're going to flip and learn something than, oh, Count Dooku is, oh, Master Windham? Is Master Windham the guy that was Samuel Jackson? I don't know. I'm completely blown away by all the new Star Wars. And there's going to be more, by the way. I think Disney bought the Star Wars rights from George Lucas. I don't know what they're going to do with that. I can show you the world. They're probably going to be singing songs now. Oh, no, you know what? In Disney movies, somebody always dies. Somebody always dies, and it's usually a parent. Yeah, in Disney movies. Mufasa died. Bambi's mom died. Finding Nemo, the mom died. I am not looking forward to Disney's recreation of the Star Wars theories. But you see where I'm getting with that? And what about the presidents? You know, most of the kids, they don't know their presidents. Maybe they memorize the song, right? They memorize the song. And, you know, some of them, you know, their parents ask them to leave out certain presidents because they don't like them. But then do that. I mean, make a killer movie series with the presidents, you know, and they'll remember them. I just don't understand. That's just something that I think is an untapped resource that we could be taking advantage of instead of seeing our kids deal with Patrick and SpongeBob on a daily basis. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Oh, a Dr. Dahlia movie would be good. My only fear is that there would be too much sexual tension between me and the hero. You know, I really wouldn't know how to emolliate or dullify the sexiness that I exude. So, unfortunately, that couldn't be really a movie for kids. Yeah, I thought about that, though. They're very, very good suggestion. Okay, we're going to be talking about this in the next hour. Snoring puts you more at risk for heart attack than smoking or being overweight. This sleep apnea that many of you have and try to ignore is what's putting people in the grave cardiovascular-wise. It's scary stuff. It's what killed my father. So we're going to be talking about that the next hour. So please don't go away. If this is your stop, have a great rest of the ride home, and be safe out there. God bless.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hanselmen can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorldWHEY.com.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive from natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy? Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you." Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.